The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
94.7 WEAG, Philadelphia's number one music station. We are right in the middle of Christmas music, and this is the number one Christmas song in all of Philly. Coming at you right here on 94.7 WEAG.
Carson Wentz was lost one day. His knee was bent and twisted. His season ended in L.A. He walked off unassisted. Now Philly fans are sad and pissed, but Eagle fans don't fear. Suck it up, you're used to this. Remember, there is always next year.
Hum hum.
Let's stop it!
You want that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro!
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
That's his football!
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
What's up, everybody? Obviously, it's been a rough day for me personally. I'm not gonna lie. I have a ton of faith in the Lord and in His plan. But at the end of the day, it's still been a tough one. You know, and it will be tough on me for a little bit. But as I just kind of reflect tonight, I know the Lord's working through it. You know, I know Jesus has a plan through it. I know He's trying to grow me in something, teach me something, use me somehow, some way. This will just be a great testimony as I go forward. You know, maybe not all of you out there are Christians or followers of Jesus, but I can say with 100% confidence as a follower of Jesus, I have the utmost confidence in His plan.
I can't listen anymore. What? I just said
the plan is very simple, Tom.
I just said I didn't want to hear anymore.
I've got the Rams at 40-1.
Oh, you weren't even concerned about what he was saying.
Well, no, he's exactly right. I do have a plan. The Rams at 40-1, baby. That's the plan. Fuck you, Philadelphia. I have spoken.
Sometimes, John, I like him. Sometimes I like him.
I like the fact that he's listening at the beginning of the show.
He probably can't wait. He's like everybody else. Just come on, upload. Let's go. I'm ready.
I know. They sit around on Saturday and just buzz my email.
Where is it? Can I have it?
It's like a bunch of crackheads outside my door while I'm mixing shit up in the bathtub.
You think heroin's an epidemic? Are you kidding? This show, boy.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get to this Bang Radio Hour addiction problem here in the United States.
Little fucking Jeff Sessions is going to tie it right back to marijuana usage. Anyway, so enjoy the show while you can, because net neutrality's gone, and so might we be, depending on what happens.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I'm just going to get pissed off.
Well, here's what I'm going to. I'm not going to go into all of that stuff. All I'm going to say is it's going to be several months before anything can be implemented, and there's going to be tons of appeals, and there are a lot of people fighting to stop it. So let's just, you know, none of it means a damn thing really until it happens. You know, until it's implemented.
Anyway, you know the FCC, brother. You know how much we love them.
Hey, man, as long as we have people like this,
I have matured bacon.
We will have people finding a way to hear this show.
That's right. One of you people out there, launch a satellite or something, man. Launch the Bang Radio Hour satellite, and we can broadcast from that.
Listen to me.
Right.
That's right. And if you want to, well, it's too late now. Anyway, give me something to cheer us up, Tom. I need a cheer.
You want to do the old Raiders cheer?
Let's do it for the Eagles.
Are we going to make that our Eagles cheer now?
Well, this year it's definitely going to be the Eagles cheer. We haven't done this in years, so anybody that remembers it is welcome to join along. Tom can count us down whenever he's like.
All right. The old Raiders cheer, but now for the Eagles in 3, 2, 1.
Ah!
All right. That was fun.
That was great. I feel better.
That cheered you up? Good, good, good.
Sure did.
All right. Bang Radio Hour number 315. I'm Tom. He's John. Coming up, EDP is fired up. There is no crying on sports radio.
I beg to differ.
And the sexual harassment revolution has arrived in the NFL.
Yes. Let me guess. Brock Osweiler was yelling, "Me too." Actually, he had a good game last night. So I
he did. He's great coming off the bench, but God, don't let him be your starter.
Damn. Last I saw, the Colts had a 10-0 lead. Holy shit.
Okay, so before we get back to Carson Wentz's owie, we've got an Eliminator Challenge update, but it's coming to us from one John Tillyard.
Okay, so on request from Bang, here we have an update on the Eliminator Challenge. So, so far this season, we have how many? Four teams that have only made one incorrect pick so far. Bang Nation, Castro's Bastard
that's
Son.
That's me.
I assume that's supposed to be read as I Know the National Football League and Snatch Yellow Pager. It's been quite an impressive showing.
And we still don't know what that means.
I don't care. We got to isolate Tillyard saying it. He sounds like a James Bond villain. I will get you, Snatch Yellow Pager.
Snatch Yellow Pager.
Wait a minute. I'm starting over.
Okay, so on request from Bang, here we have an update on the Eliminator Challenge. So, so far this season, we have, how many? Four teams that have only made one incorrect pick so far. Bang Nation, Castro's Bastard Son. I assume that's supposed to be read as I Know the National Football League and Snatch Yellow Pager. I think quite an impressive showing in this group so far this season, actually, because we also have quite a lot of people, I'm one of them, not to brag, that have only made two incorrect picks all season. Of course, that's sort of helped by the fact that the Browns have not won a game all season, because even though there is a rule that you can only pick each team once, there's no rule that says you can't pick against the same team pretty much every week, assuming, you know, they're playing somebody different each week. So yeah, look how many people took the Chargers last week. Not so many people taking the Packers this week, or I don't know, week before last took the Chargers and then last week took the Packers. Maybe it's a better way to phrase that. Whatever. So yeah, people getting by on picking against the Chargers and against the 49ers and the Giants, I suppose, quite a lot this season. So yeah, it's probably going to be quite a high total that is going to win this year. Wait, one last.
I don't know anybody who's still picking against the Chargers. You're crazy if you're picking against the Chargers anymore.
No, you are crazy for picking against the Chargers. I think I called it 3 weeks ago. They are going to win this division. Today, this week, they got the Chiefs. That's going to be great.
Oh, this is the game. This is the game.
Hell yeah, man.
Yep. Last thing about the Chargers-Browns game. I was watching that on Red Zone a couple of weeks ago, and a friend of mine just popped round and he saw that I was watching the game. I said, "Oh, who's playing?" And I told him it was the Los Angeles Chargers and the Cleveland Browns. I may have called them the San Diego Chargers, actually, by mistake, but whatever. He saw the Charger sort of logo thing on Philip Rivers' helmet. So he says, "Oh, well, I assume they're the Chargers, so that other team must be the Browns." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, well, they're wearing white jerseys and white trousers and orange helmets. So why are they called the Browns?" I'm like, well, yeah, that is a very
good
question.
On their trousers.
That I do not know the answer to. yeah, anyway, that's the update on the Eliminator Challenge, where nobody is actually eliminated, oddly enough. So I've always thought that's kind of a confusing name for it, but whatever, that's that. See ya. Snatch Yellow Pager.
He's funny, man.
Well, they used to call it, it used to be the Eliminator Challenge because they used to kick you out if you lost one. Now they don't do that because everybody's out by week three.
Oh, I wouldn't have been.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mr. Tom.
I'm in first place, baby.
I've actually forgotten to do my picks in the Pick'em League for the last 2 weeks.
Here we go.
So, I have. I forgot.
Like you had a
chance. Once I forget on Thursday night, I'm like, oh, fuck it.
I forgot. I did that once, but I still pick. I mean, it's just one game. Probably would have missed it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, frankly, I don't just throw it away, but I forgot. I've been busier than shit the last 2 weeks, so I forgot.
All right, let's get...
But I do like how John refers to these as football trousers. That's kind of interesting when his friend pops around to see who's playing.
His trousers.
You think his friend could read that it says Browns right on the side of their trousers.
Right.
It reminds them who they are. He
Hughes over there. Throw it to the team that's got Browns on your trousers.
All right, let's get back to this.
Wentz to his right. Flag is down, and Wentz in for the touchdown, but a flag thrown. We'll see if it's coming back. Boy, Carson Wentz got hit hard at the end of that play. And it's a hold against Philadelphia to bring it back. Why are we showing you the tent on the sideline? We're looking at Carson Wentz in there. He got hit hard by Mark Barron when he ran for what was a touchdown for a moment, called back on a hold. Well, nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz is going off to get looked at in the locker room.
Do I give any news on Carson Wentz's knee?
I do. Torn ACL.
I did.
Torn ACL, it appears, yes.
Now, Joe Buck does not speak for me when he said nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz headed to the locker room. And I'm like, well, what do you mean nobody wants to see this?
Right. Now, let's be clear. You listeners of the Bang Radio Hour are football fans, and I know it's all nice and wide to say, oh, you know, you shouldn't root for injuries. And you're right. We shouldn't root for injuries. But if they happen to the star quarterback of the fucking rival team, hey, you know, Providence smiles, right?
Then you get a cheer.
Right, you get a cheer. That's right. You get a good old-fashioned Bang Radio Hour Raiders cheer.
And you get a guy on the radio crying. Now, what station are we on here?
Well, first off, remember this. I've listened to Eagle fans all damn week tell me, oh, you know what, he stayed in there for a couple plays, threw a touchdown pass, and then he walked off. Well, you know what that means? That's like 4th and 26. Remember when y'all got that, too? And then nothing after? So, you know, sorry for your loss. I don't know where this came from. It came from crossingbroad.com, which is the Philadelphia website. And I want to say one of our listeners runs it, but I'm not 100% sure. I know Diamond Joe really likes it, but I haven't heard from Diamond Joe in a while. He got married. He's all running around the country now looking at everything. Anyway.
Is it Whip?
It might be WIP. It's Angelo Cataldi's show, so I'm not sure what station that is, but I'm damn sure it's Angelo Cataldi because I think he calls him Angelo in the beginning. And frankly, there's about 10 million guys in Philadelphia named Angelo, but only one of them has a morning show on sports radio.
All right, well, he's got to console this Eagles fan who's called in.
Hi, Chris.
Console.
Angelo, you know, I was trying to be funny with you and ask you if you were, you know, if you were at Pearl Harbor or Custer's Last Stand, and I'm like really hurt, man.
Chris, you're blaming me for what happened.
No, I'm, but you know what, I'm just tired of saying
Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's crying.
Why do we get hurt all the time, man?
I don't know the answer to it, Chris. That's why I just
want to shut up.
Yeah.
He'll be okay someday.
And then they'll win it. And then they'll win it, he said.
He'll be okay someday. And then they'll win it.
That's
and everybody will live happily ever after. The end. Now go to sleep.
That's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious. It's not fair. You're right. It's football.
Oh, my gosh.
You think when that guy hung up the phone, he went, oh, fuck. God damn it. They ought to make him a regular. That's great. They ought to say, hey, about every December 14th or so, why don't you call up the station? Now, look, in fairness, Nick Foles is pretty fucking good. All right, he's played well. He played well in that game. He won that game. And they might be okay, but I really don't think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Stop giving them hope, John. Just quit it. What are you doing?
But it's so much fun. It's so nice. Maybe this guy will call up and go, I was listening to this podcast, and after they laughed, they said we had a chance, and it's just not fair.
Maybe there's a chance.
I mean, there is a chance, Tom. There might be a chance. I
me, you know, give me a chance. Someday he'll come back and we'll win. Everybody's so mad. It was just not fair. We were so glad everything was going great. I swear to God, everything was nice. Carson Wentz was so good. But not anymore. These are goddamn not fair.
Now, guess who is speaking out?
Well, I would have to guess it's a 500-pound eagle.
It is EDP.
It's the elephant in the room, literally. Hey, the elephant in the room's got a Kelly Green shirt on.
All right, let's see. He's going to start out ripping on the Rams fans.
I never wished injury upon anybody. I would never wish or even celebrate an injury, I would never celebrate an injury, you know, when somebody gets their shit fucked up. You know what I mean? Carson Wentz went out, walked up under his own power. Good news, whatever, if you even want to fucking call it that.
Okay, first off, he said he would never cheer that. Well, he is not like most of Philadelphia, because I never heard a stadium cheer so loud as that stadium did. Well, it was the Vet then, when Michael Irvin's career ended on that field.
Right.
They erupted.
Oh, yeah, they did. And they do it every time. It's Philadelphia. They beat up Chief Z so bad they broke his arms. Remember, you know, Chief Z, the old Redskins mascot guy that would go to the games?
Yep.
They beat him up so bad. So now Philly fans are this. And let me tell you something. On, what was it, one day when it came down that he had a bad knee, I made two jokes on Twitter about it and lost three followers like that. You pussies. You fucking pussies. You used to send me emails threatening my mother when I made a cartoon about your fucking team. You sons of bitches. And now you just turn around. You guys are just suck. You ain't going to make fun of people because you got goddammit, Thomas just hit us on fire.
I'm going to take my toys and go home.
That's right. It's not fire.
All right, let's continue.
He snapped his fucking ACL. He's fucked. We're stuck with Nick fucking Foles. You might as well just forfeit all of your fucking games and just forfeit your motherfucking playoff spot, because you ain't going to do shit any goddamn way. But anyways,
he's right.
All these motherfucking Rams fans and shit, you know what I mean? You want to talk about a piece of shit-ass fucking fan base, bro. All these motherfuckers, man, are walking out the stadium on the fucking buses and shit. ACL! ACL!
What are they really?
I'm looking like, you're fucking celebrating somebody snapping their fucking ACL all because he takes a motherfucking shit up on your trash-ass, ill-mobile motherfucking quarterback named Jared Goff?
Trash-ass immobile.
Carson Wentz took a shit on Jared Goff?
I didn't see that part of the game. Maybe that was after they were finished kneeling for the flag or the fucking anthem or something. I don't know. Well, nobody cares that we're kneeling on the anthem. I know. How about you go over there and shit on Jared Goff?
Well, you, I know you're trying to give him hope with Nick Foles, but EDP says...
Not really.
EDP says it's over.
Wentz snapped this shit.
Well, hold on a minute. Hang on. Before you go any further, let me tell you something. This part of the video where he's talking about the Rams fans is the day of the game. Then is the next day he finds out what's going on.
Oh, yeah. No, right. He didn't know for sure that they had not confirmed the ACL, but he knew it.
I mean, he's just crying about the fans. You guys are fucking making fun of my quarterback, goddammit.
Wentz snapped this shit. It's over. It's over. It's done. Finito.
Finito.
And then, of course, you got my other motherfucker. Oh, well, it's not confirmed yet. It's just speculation. Doug, stop bullshitting us. It's over.
Hey, I got respect for that. He knows. I mean, it might not be. Nick Foles is pretty good, guys, but he's real.
It's done. Finito. It's over.
Really, we can play that every goddamn year.
ACL! ACL!
You know, we got a lot of Eagle fans listening to this show, and right now we don't. Because those motherfuckers are probably turning us off left and right.
Fuck the Philadelphia fucking Eagles!
Just remember, you guys, you've been laughing at us making fun of the Browns.
That's right.
Right. So, accept it, deal with it.
All right, and okay, now for his final summary.
So, I don't know what the fuck everyone else is hoping for. Oh my God, next man up! Like, it's that fucking easy, right? I don't know what the fuck everyone else is hoping and praying for. But what the fuck I'm hoping and praying for is the fact that Doug Peterson comes down from the goddamn press box. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I meant owner Jeffrey Lurie. Looks at Doug Peterson, spit.
Wait a minute. That's an edit.
He did. He edited it because he realized he fucked it all up, and he knows because, honestly, the internet is the worst place in the world, man. They will come after you and say, you know, you said this when you were supposed to say that. And that's all they'll fixate on. This dude puts out a 10-minute video. They'll pick out that one
but
thing.
I love that he went back and redid that and added, and you can hear the difference. And but I love that he says, shut the fuck up. Like, somebody's on, before anybody even complained.
That's right. He is preemptively striking.
From the goddamn press box. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I meant owner Jeffrey Lurie. Looks at Doug Peterson, spits in his fucking face, and I mean... and then proceed to...
What? Wait, what? Why does he... He wants him to spit in Doug Peterson's face.
He wants Jeffrey Lurie to come down out of the press box after he was just Doug Peterson to come down and spit in Doug Peterson's face. It's some kind of time warp.
Spits in his fucking face, and I mean...
Dude, I gotta tell you the truth. I edited this video because after this, he describes the spit rolling down Doug Peterson's face and into his lips, and I was like, no, I am not gonna listen to this again.
And I mean...
I bet if you cut that out and sped it up about four times, it would sound just like what Carson Wentz's knee sounded like in that pile.
All right. That's actually something I can do live.
Here we go, folks.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here.
They hit him.
Pitch. Shift. Let's go up, what do you think, about three?
Yeah, let's try three.
Nope, needed a little more. Hold on.
That maybe sounded like what Carson did at the bar. Right.
Jesus has a plan!
Let's go up eight.
There you go. That's the sound of a knee turning into spaghetti. Truthfully, though, man, that hit didn't look like the typical knee hit. Both of his feet were in the air.
Well, you could see the knee get hit if you see it from the end zone shot, the end zone facing the field from the end zone.
Yeah, he got sandwiched.
Yeah, and you can see the knee get hit and bend. You can if you see it really? In slow motion. Yeah, I didn't even. It was a few days later. It was like Wednesday. That I saw a replay when they were talking about it and showing it in slow motion, and they were showing it, and you could see it hyper extend after it hit.
Play the sound. Right there, Bob, you can see his knee completely turns and faces section 104. That's not the way it's supposed to go.
All right.
Let's zoom in on this in slow motion, please.
And then proceed to fire that stupid fucking bitch.
Why?
This motherfucker is cracking jokes, my nigga. Like, this is a laughing fucking matter. Like, yeah. Watching this press conference, right? You know, 3 hours difference in fucking Philly, East Coast shit, right? Hey, good morning, everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it morning? Oh, no, it's afternoon. Oh, man. The time flies. So what's going on with Carson? Torn ACL. You see?
What?
He's doing the cheer. He's doing the cheer. The first two, when he goes, sounds like somebody trying to start their car when it's 4 degrees outside.
Like, this fucking shit is funny, my nigga.
It is. It is fucking hysterical. I am having a ball with this, Tom. I don't know about you, buddy, but I am just enjoying the living shit out of this.
Right.
You know what that was? He sat down and found where he fucking dropped his popsicle. Oh, my God.
You like that?
Yeah!
All right.
We you don't usually check in on him because he's so fucking famous that, you know, everybody sees him right. first. But damn, that one was funny. That one was great.
Oh, we're not. Oh, hold Lord. On. We're not done.
Oh, he's got more EDP. Well, of course, there's more EDP. He's way out of frame. He's huge. He's beyond the. He needs a fisheye lens. Which jersey is he wearing? I can't tell. It might be a 5 or a 7. Oh my god!
All right. Here we go.
Like, this fucking shit is funny, my nigga. Torn fucking ACL. We had Aaron fucking Rodgers go the fuck out. We had motherfucking Cam Chancellor go out. Richard Sherman go out. Motherfucking teams is just goddamn falling off the goddamn block.
I can't think of anybody else. There's so many of them.
Out of 3 injuries.
Ezekiel Elliott is the fuck out. Ben McAdoo's a motherfucking joke in goddamn New York. Odell Beckham Jr. the fuck is out. Aaron fucking Rodgers for the goddamn Packers and shit is
Set
out.
Him.
What in the fuck
right,
else
that's a rerun.
Has to go your motherfucking way, Doug, in order for you to goddamn get it through to your motherfucking head? Run the fucking ball, and your bitch ass got a goddamn quarterback injured.
Jesus Christ. If I'm his doctor, I am like, holy fuck, I need to get over there right away.
Wait, so he wants Doug Peterson fired.
Right, because 10-2 is not good
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, but because they didn't run the football with a running back.
I guess.
And it's Doug Peterson's fault that Carson Wentz scrambled and ran and got hurt.
Right. Well, listen to him. He's talking about it not only just because of that one play, but because he's incompetent, period. Dude, they're 10-2. They're still the number one seed. They won the game. You know, what is Doug Peterson, and frankly, in my opinion, could be well up in the Coach of the Year awards, man. They're 10-2, the fucking Eagles. Remember we were laughing at him? Doug fucking Peterson. Well, look what the fuck he's turned in. Have hope, Eagle fans. Have hope. It's so much fun when you have hope.
Doug fucking Peterson!
Run the ball!
It's all your motherfucking fault because of your fucking stupid, incompetent motherfucking play calling, you dumbass, ignorant fucking bitch!
You 10-2 dumbass motherfucker.
I hope this motherfucker gets hit by a fucking bus on the goddamn freeway.
Whoa.
This just in, Harry Sphincter here, Tom. For some reason, we've had Doug Peterson is walking along the freeway.
All right.
Where a bus came along.
All right. Enough of that. So
they're 10-2. He's incompetent, but they're 10-2. They're blowing people
they're
out.
They're 10-2 right now. Well, wait, no. They're 11-2.
Well, 11-2, right. They won the game, you know, but at the time he made that. Well, yeah, they were 11-2. He made that. They're 11-2. They're the number one seed in the NFC. Fuck, shut up. They just beat everybody's favorite darling in the NFC.
Yeah, but now they're about to be about to be 11-5. They'll probably win, but how great would it be if Eli beat them this week?
God, that would be great. That would be great. EY Manning would come in and throw a few touchdown passes. That would be awesome.
On the sideline.
He is on the freeway getting ready to get hit by a Greyhound bus. Because they've got Steve Spagnuolo, who got blown out by the Dallas Cowboys last week in his debut. The Cowboys blew the fuck out of their doors, boy.
Oh, that's great.
New York was like, thank God the nightmare's over. Oh, wait, not yet. Sorry, wait a minute.
All right. All right, we got to get to this. We have got to move on.
Yes, please.
All right, this comes from Bloomberg, and it was by Jordy Holman and Scott Soschnick. Anyway, NFL Network, ESPN, and Bill Simmons, The Ringer. What is Bill Simmons,
The Ringer?
I don't know what that is. Have suspended 5 on-air commentators and a senior executive after allegations of sexual harassment by a coworker.
Oh, my. It's the fun du jour.
Now, these are not nobodies. If you haven't heard about this, chances are you've heard something.
Oh, you had to have, yes. If you follow the NFL, yeah, you did.
We're talking about Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, Heath Evans. These are Super Bowl champions. Okay.
Yep. Heath Evans.
Sexually explicit comments, alleged groping of one Jamie Cantor when they were colleagues at the NFL Network. She filed this lawsuit. And also NFL Network executive producer Eric Weinberger, who's now president of sports commentator Bill Simmons Media Group. That's what that is. They're right. All part of this lawsuit. They say Weinberger sent several nude pictures of himself and sexually explicit texts and told Cantor, oh, she was put on earth to pleasure me. That's a quote.
Oh, to pleasure him. You were put on earth to pleasure me. Now, that's a come on line, Tom. Let's face it. See, here's the thing that all this Me Too stuff has done. It has taken kick-ass lines like that and made them inappropriate.
Pressed his crotch against her shoulder and asked her to touch it.
Her shoulder?
Yeah, she was sitting and he was standing.
Oh, I thought he might have gotten on a ladder or something. He's like, hang on a second. Stay right there. Let me go get my step stool.
Marshall Faulk
asked her to touch it.
Yeah, she said Marshall Faulk would ask deeply personal and invasive questions about her sex life. He fondled her breasts, groped her behind. Let's see. She said Ike Taylor
her behind
groped her behind her behind oh. behind.
Well, this is the Bang Radio Hour. He grabbed her.
Yeah,
ass.
Yeah, he grabbed her ass. I'm reading.
Did he get any hole, or did he just kind of grab the
cheek? I'm just reading quotes.
I think he hits the hole.
I'm just reading quotes. Ike Taylor.
Marshall Faulk hits the hole.
Ike Taylor sent her sexually inappropriate pictures, video of himself masturbating in the shower.
Masturbating in the shower. Video of himself.
What is that? Who does that?
I don't.
Ike Taylor.
And you know what? I know Ben Roethlisberger.
I got news for guys who text pictures of their junk. Women think the penis is fucking ugly, whether you know it or not.
Well, we shouldn't say all.
Well, yeah, they do.
I don't know about... See, Andrea in Atlanta might disagree. I don't... Oh, shit, I'm going to get the one woman that's listening to the show to turn us off.
Good God.
Sorry, Andrea. My fault. Go Dogs.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, but yeah. Women think your penis is ugly.
Look at it. You don't need women to tell
I
you
know,
that. Look at your
right?
Just pull it out right now and look at it. I don't care if you're driving or if you're at a stoplight or what. Just pull it out and look at it. Would you be interested in that thing?
Stop it. Tillyard's mom is going to have a fit.
Joe, you better don't be up there looking at your willy.
All right.
Oh, man.
So they've all been suspended. Let's see. Oh, I almost forgot. Where did it go? Oh, yeah, Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb's in this, too.
No, he was just trying to go home, Tom. He can't be guilty.
Yeah, they said he texted her sexual texts of, you know.
Oh, God.
Number five, we'll always love you.
Yeah.
He's going to spread his message now to... He's gonna text his message.
The message I try to send across the league
is here's my dick. Everything comes around. Now, see, those people that were in that bar when he went down into Dallas for that playoff game and smashed his crotch up against the fucking window, they could sue him.
Right.
Right? Remember, he was trying to play guitar, and then he smashed himself up against the window and freaking gyrated at those people.
I've been just going home.
Right. Yeah. To the Home Depot.
More saving, more doing. That is the power of the Home Depot.
Donovan McNabb. Remember people used to try to tell us he was a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Cantor was first filed her case in October, claiming wrongful term. Okay, now this is a girl who was fired.
Could you imagine if somebody was harassing Trash Can Sally from ESPN? Remember Trash Can Sally, the woman that used to shit in trash
cans? Yeah.
She's going to try right. to get her job back. I heard she likes butt stuff, Tom. Oh, fuck. If y'all don't know what that is, episode 171.
Let's see. Earlier this year, Fox Sports fired Jamie Horowitz after allegations of harassment. Blue Jays analyst Greg Zahn was let go for his behavior.
Former Oriole catcher.
Let's see. Warren Moon was accused of harassment.
I don't see how that's a surprise. Warren Moon once chased his wife at high speeds across the state of fucking Minnesota with a gun, remember?
Yeah.
She got in the car and was trying to get away, and they said that they, when they pulled him over, he was going over 100 trying to catch his wife, and he had a gun.
Right.
Well, he likes to drive at night after pounding Miller Lite. Someone please give Warren Moon a ride.
Hall of Famer.
All right, let's see. At the NFL Network, Weinberger helped create and oversee the network's live programming when Simmons praised his professional record when he hired him. He's a talented guy with an impeccable reputation, blah, blah, blah.
Right. He's a talented guy with an impeccable reputation, except that he says that, hey, look, here's my dick. You know the one thing I find that's so nice about this whole thing? That it's not Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
He's going to stay on TV, thank God. And I bet you that's, if I'm him, that's what I get on TV and say, it was not me. Look, y'all, it was not me. Woohoo!
Let's see. Cantor said she complained about the sexual advances from the players to Mark Watts, the league's talent coordinator, but he did nothing. He told her,
they're Hall of Famers.
He told her, it's part of the job when you look the way you do.
Well. Well, you know, I kind of commiserate because that's what I've been told.
Okay.
hey, there's listeners out there, man. They don't know.
Let's see. They didn't. She also said they failed to reimburse her for expenses, did not compensate her for hours she worked. She was terminated in October mm-hmm. of 2016 when she was 51 and replaced by a 30-year-old. So she's claiming.
Well, that doesn't really mean that. Well, I mean, what was she terminated for? Was she shitting in trash cans and, you know. Just because she was replaced by a 30-year-old doesn't mean she was replaced because she was old. However, I hope, you know, if that's what's been going on, I hope she fucking wins her shit.
Oh, my
God.
About
time that she gets.
Look at this. The NFL is coping with falling television ratings amid player protests and public rebukes from President Donald Trump. Okay, you know what? Last week, Sunday Night Football was the number one watched right. show with 19 million viewers. You know what the number two right. watched show was? Thursday Night Football with 18 million viewers. All right, and then in third and fourth, and it's okay, Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon. And then in fifth place was Monday Night Football. There's not a problem. They're not hurting.
Monday.
They're not hurting in the least, okay? Not a bit.
Really. Not really.
Not at all.
There's a lot of empty seats. I'll say that. There's a lot of empty seats.
Okay. There's a... Really? I mean, come on. Look.
There are. You look around stadiums. Every once in a while, a punt makes the fucking camera go up, and you really see a lot of empty seats. But I think that's got a lot to do with the fact that the stadium experience is very goddamn expensive, and the home experience is very fucking
good. Yeah, and you know what? All that will do is drive down the price of game tickets. It won't affect TV ratings where the real money is. Okay.
Right. That's why whenever these people yell about their boycott, I'm like, thank you for two reasons. First, once you're out of the pool, everything smells better. And two, if you manage to bring down prices, great. If they say, oh, we'll have to give the Sunday ticket to everybody that's got a cable connection, great. Gee, what a fucking horrible thing.
Hey, look, I loved the game in the 80s and the 90s, and there weren't nearly as many people watching then. I don't care.
Shit, I loved it in the 70s.
You know, so what? So the salary cap goes down, and everybody, all of them, instead of making, you know, Tom Brady doesn't make right. $23 million a year, he makes $21.5 million a year. Oh, God, that's just killing me.
Right.
Who cares?
And besides, Kirk Cousins is going to make 30, so everybody's a piker. Oh, God. Anyway, but you're right. I was watching it back then, and it, you know, the football, we watch football because it's fucking football!
Right.
I don't give a fuck if there's only one other person watching it. If it's Tom, I'm fucking happy because we're going to talk about it, even if you people want to talk about fashion or what you're going to have for dinner.
If the NFL was worried in the least, they wouldn't have just given Roger Goodell a 5-year, $200 million contract.
I really don't understand.
I know.
He's managed to take the NFL, the biggest and best thing that there was, and turn it into something that people don't go to see. He's managed to fuck it up. How did he fuck it up? I don't know how he fucks it up.
All right. Along with Donovan McNabb, is also Eric Davis. He was also named in the lawsuit.
Right, but still, McNabb's the fun one.
All right, but I wanted to read this.
Okay.
Let's see. The relevant portions. Let's see. Okay. All right. The lawsuit. I love the actual lawsuit. You know, the actual complaint, the real one that's filed.
Right.
Says
right, all the heretofores and therewiths.
Former on-air talent on NFL Network Eric Davis came into plaintiff's office pretending to ask for help with his clothes so he could grab and push slash rub his body against plaintiff. Mr. Davis made lewd comments to plaintiff in her office and while on set, such as, "When are we going to spend time together?" That's a lewd comment?
I guess. I don't know. I would think the first thing if I'm her is I turn around and go, "Eric Davis, what are you doing here? You used to play baseball. This is an NFL network."
Wait, I didn't read the rest of it. "When are we going to spend time together? I want you so bad. My cock is so hard because of you right now. You look like a woman who knows what to do in bed. You look like you would be an animal in the sheets." Okay, well, that then he went too far with that. I don't know.
That's pushing it a little bit right there. That's just being a little suggestive. An animal between the sheets? What the fuck is he into?
Well, it says, "Mr. Davis loved really rough sex and would love to be able to spank plaintiff so hard it would leave marks. Can tell you like it rough and would love it." Mr. Davis also asked plaintiff to have rough sex with him. Again, it's like fucking Lone Ranger. "Tonto say, want rough sex? Man, how..."
No, I think it's more like Lone Ranger, as in you wear this bridle and, you know, I will fucking ride.
Also, while plaintiff was working on set on a ladder, Mr. Davis grabbed plaintiff's ass, it says behind, slid his hand between plaintiff's legs and touched plaintiff's privates while saying, "I can't handle your ass. It's so luscious."
Luscious. Luscious. Luscious is a good word, except for me, luscious evokes something like, like a rainforest, which is very humid, and I don't want a humid ass.
Right.
Humid asses, I don't care how cute they are. They tend to have odors.
All right.
I can't handle your luscious ass.
All right. Warren Sapp, who played 13 seasons in the NFL, he took to Twitter to defend himself. He's been accused of sexual harassment. And
I will imagine that, really?
Yeah, but while he was
Warren Sapp,
while he was trying to defend himself, he came out and admitted that he gave sex toys to coworkers because it was cute.
"I gave Kurt Warner a dildo. So what?
Oh my God, I'm looking at one of them. Looks like Let's see. He said, somebody says the vibrators he brought as gifts detailed in NFL Network lawsuit weren't about sex. That's his lawyer
really?
Said that. Yeah, he says, Warren said, "I'm sorry, I thought they was cute." And like one of them's a lipstick, but it's really a vibrator.
Right. You know, I'm familiar.
this one is a double-headed statue of a big black dick. That's all. It is a piece of silicon art. That's all.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know, we have a listener. Look, right now is the time to cash in. We have a listener that came, or somebody told us, I think it might have been even Tilliard or Reevesy or somebody over there, told us about their friend that came here to the United States and is a Buccaneer fan and took the tour and went into the bathroom to take a shit, and Warren Sapp came over the top of the goddamn stall, remember?
Yeah.
He sexually harassed you, dude. Now is the time to get a lawyer or a barrister or whatever the fuck you guys call.
All right. Jamie Cantor's involved. She said he gave her sex toys as Christmas gifts for 3 straight years, showed her nude photos of women, and once urinated in front of her.
Yeah, it ain't no big thing. It ain't no big thing. Hey, you know, you don't want to look at me? Check these chicks out. Hey, yo, you ain't caught the hint yet? What are you, stupid? I know you're blonde and all, but...
Sapp was
3 straight years.
Sapp was on WINZ AM in Miami, and he admitted that he bought Cantor sex toys, but claims it wasn't harassment, it wasn't sexual, it was just harmless fun. He says, "Listen," he says, "we were sitting there around Christmas time, and everybody brought a Christmas gift, a little holiday joy for everybody. So my man had made a little novelty thing that looked like mascara, eyeliner, lipstick, and different things. Little toys for ladies that, you know, move around a little bit. I showed them pictures, and the makeup artist said, bring me some. So I brought them some for the makeup ladies. No big deal."
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a joke. And by the way, I gave them finger puppets too, but just not in the way they were expecting.
Okay, now here's the part about the bathroom. All right, Cantor says she was...
My favorite part.
Yeah, Cantor says she was forced to work in the men's bathroom.
What is this, like the office where they put Dwight's desk in the men's room?
They put her desk in
there.
Is she
in there handing them, like, towels and, you know, giving them cologne, God, really? Like, at a nightclub bathroom or something? I mean, what? I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen that.
All right, so she says that Warren Sapp came in the bathroom and peed in front of her. Now, he didn't deny being in the bathroom.
Was there a toilet there, I hope? Yeah.
Well, here.
Did he just pee on the floor?
Here he is. Here he is explaining the bathroom.
I come off the set, go around the corner, come off stage one, go down the hallway, swing around, hit the bathroom door. It opens. She's in there steaming or whatever. I'm like, out, Jamie, got to go to the bathroom. She's like, Warren. I'm like, Jamie, got to go to the bathroom. Now I'm going to the toilet because there's only a toilet in this thing because all of us have to use this bathroom. It's the only bathroom in the whole stage where you can go to the bathroom over there. So I'm going. I hear the door close behind me. I pick it up, go to using the restroom, and she yells to me, your office can't be. But she was not in the bathroom. I was not urinating in front of her at no time, no point, no how. I walked in, asked her to leave. She left. She yelled what she yelled through the door, talking about that's her office. I'm like, this can't be your office. But if that's what it was, but it wasn't nothing. I walked back out, go get on the set, finish the show. Nothing.
She said the bathroom was her office. It is like the show, The Office. Then.
I got to think she's got a fetish. You know. He walked into the bathroom and said, yo, have you seen a British dude in here trying to take a poop? I want to laugh at him.
The fact that she was forced to work in the men's bathroom is so weird.
Well, she was a makeup artist. You got to put, you know, what if you got a nude scene? You got to put makeup on something, right?
Jeez.
Michael Irvin.
Now, she claimed he showed her pictures of naked women on his phone. He said, I showed her a few pictures of women that I had dated, but never did I show her anyone naked, ever.
Well, you call it nude. Then it's nice. What if I showed her, like, a Botticelli nude from the 16th century, a painting, one of the fucking masterpieces? I guess I'm open for this, too, right? I mean, I don't know what he showed her. He could have showed her, you know, this is my friend Mandy, and look, she's got four fingers up her ass. I don't know. You know, he might have showed her something like that.
NFL Network, one other quick thing. They're facing an allegation from sports reporter Lindsay McCormick. In a post to Instagram, McCormick said that when she interviewed for a job with the NFL Network, she was asked, if we hire you, do you plan on getting immediately knocked up like the rest of them?
Yeah, we can't have you waking in the bathroom where we got all them cleaning fumes and whatnot if you're going to get all pregnant.
Okay. And then she posted this on social media. This is what she wrote on Instagram. She says, I've been quiet about this for far too long. In my last interview with NFL Network a few years ago, the head of hiring talent said to me, if we hire you, do you plan on getting knocked up immediately like the rest of them? Them, as in badass working women who deserve to have a family life as well. Them, as the women who work their ass off to be taken seriously in a man's world. Or them, who bring you a new audience and a tremendous amount of viewership. Because while I don't plan on, quote, getting knocked up, I do plan on being like the rest of those brilliant women that our future daughters will one day look up to and see you can have it all. Kudos to NFL Network for eventually removing this man from his position and for the actions they've taken this week.
She's 100% correct. She's 100% correct. You know what, y'all? I make jokes on this show, and I'd say things like that are outrageous because it kind of shines a light on people that are like that. But I was raised by a single mother in the 70s who made sure I fucking knew that women are not here on this goddamn planet to take care of me. So, jokes are jokes, but she's right, and this is good.
God, I'm trying to remember who it was. Oh, was it Will Smith? Came out.
I don't know, but I hope that comment that I just made gets me laid.
He can't. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I just want to say I could be wrong, but I think it was Will Smith I read talk this week about the cleansing that is going on with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, this guy's got away with this crap for way, way too long. And he said, I think the immediate future is going to be really messy. He said he thinks it's going to be ugly and messy, but it's a cleansing that's going to lead to a much better future after that.
This town needs an enema.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the one thing left of that movie that's any good. And it's fucking true. And, you know, I just read today that Matthew Berry, the fantasy football guy,
yeah,
he has been accused of sexual harassment, and he is getting suspended. And I saw somebody who I don't know who it was. I have no idea. It's on some group that I follow somewhere. That said that it's good because he's been fucking everybody's fantasy football team for years. So whoever you were, that was a great fucking lie.
Okay, so I think Will Smith is right about guys have been getting away with this crap for a long time because I think it was common act. You know, it was a common act with
the casting couch.
Right, exactly. And I think that, you know, you never heard anything from any of these women before because when it's just one of them, like they're like, nothing's going to happen. I'm going to scream this and everybody's going to go blah, blah. And nobody's going to listen. But
no, something will happen.
Now
their career will be over.
Now everybody's listening to every accusation.
That's the thing. In numbers, there is strength because the reason why it's all coming out, I've heard people tell me, oh, God, I'm just so sick of hearing about it. Well, the reason why it's all coming out now is because people are feeling like they should be able to come out now without the threat. The threat was this fucking clown, Harvey Weinstein, he would ruin their fucking careers. You go back and watch 30 Rock, and there are jokes like 10 years ago, what's her name, the blonde. Oh, I know how bad show business can be. I've been in Harvey Weinstein's office 3 times. There's jokes about it, all right? So, yeah, great. Fucking nail them. Bring them down. Knock them the fuck down. I read today that Dustin Hoffman is getting accused.
He's going down, too.
I think at one point you got to recognize some people for the times that they were. Dustin Hoffman's been an actor since the 70s. In the sexual revolution of the 70s, it's a whole different ballgame. It's not the same rules it is today, and it wasn't then either. So I think people need to keep that in mind.
Well, no, that's what I mean, and that's why I think this stuff was going on. It was like, you know, frat boys everywhere, all these guys at all these places, and they just kept getting away with it, and they saw each other getting away with it, and everybody just kept doing it, and now they can't do it anymore. But now all of those things that happened, each and every one of those women, you know, these guys may not think that it's a big deal, but it leaves a big impact on those women.
Absolutely.
You know what? We need to get some expert analysis.
We should talk to an expert.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Great minds. There you go. All right. Let's get there. Yeah, there she is. Edna Blumpkin.
Hello.
Edna. Come on in, Edna.
Thank you. Hi. How are you? It's good to be here once again.
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. A little bit of the old rheumatism, but you know, that's what a lifetime of doing what I did does for you.
Well, yeah, you know, you spent a lot of time around the NFL and NFL players. Were you ever sexually harassed, Edna?
Oh, for pie's sake, none of this new sexual harassment. For God's sake, Tom, in my day, we called that flirt.
Oh, just...
That's all it was. It was harmless, and it was flirting. A fella would come up to you and say, hey, I'd like to stick my willy in your pooper there. And we were like, oh, stop it, Biff. And that was it. Until he wanted to really do it, and then, hey, you knew you had to, because that was the way it was in those days. That's why, Tom, I learned to enjoy myself.
Well, so, like, who would do this? Can you give us any names?
My goodness, there were so many of them. And, you know, some of them were downright weird. You know, Tom Landry, he was always so buttoned down and sharp and looking nice. And you know what he wanted here all the time? He wanted me to poop in his hat at halftime.
What?
Please come in here. You've got to... And, you know, Hail Mary game, he doesn't credit anybody but me and my dookie that was in his hat keeping his head warm. That's a fact. Vince Lombardi, now, you're talking to somebody here that's just a little bit buttoned down. He's just a little straight-laced. He doesn't like doing things like that. So he would take a picture of me and put it down his pants and wear it out in the field like that. And one time, he got a paper cut in Chicago, and it was very difficult to explain to his wife. But they didn't. That's not sexual harassment, Tom.
It's flirting.
Well, yes, it's absolutely flirting. Even, you know, like when they're doing it to you. That's flirting.
Well, what about...
That's what it was in my day. You know why they called it flirting? Because if they did it hard enough, everything went... flirt.
All right, what about...
I'm sorry, it's just a joke from the day.
What about current players?
Well, not many players are into somebody my age. You have to understand that. They've all got these supermodels with their big, thick onion booties and whatnot. I can't compete with things like that. You know what would happen if I twerk? I'd be in the emergency room.
Yes, probably.
So, right, but there's a few coaches. I mean, Bill Belichick, I got to tell you. You know I always offer special favors to those guys that win the Super Bowl.
Yes, you always have.
Well, that's right. Bill Belichick, I gotta tell you, I don't know if you call it sexual harassment, but, you know, he gets in your ear and everything's so technical and he's just sitting there saying things like, I want you to stroke me until I manage to achieve an erection and then continue to stroke until I am able to achieve orgasm and you've excelled in all three phases of this sexual encounter. Oh, Patootie, I don't even care anymore. How do you call that harassment? Anybody's going to hang up the phone.
Well, what would you tell women that are working in the NFL? What advice would you give them?
Well, for one, don't work in the men's room, for God's sakes, especially when Warren Sapp's coming in there. He's into some weird stuff, and for God's sakes, I don't even, he weighs 300 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So you stay the hell out of there. The other thing I would tell you is dress down. You understand? Dress down. Look like one of the boys. Look like one of the fellas. Make them feel gay. If you don't want anything to do with them, tell them they've got a little dick. They hate that. Absolutely. That's the first way to get rid of them and say, oh, my God, I've seen a bigger one like on a cat. And off they go.
That would probably work. That's probably pretty good, Edna. Yeah.
Paul Horning. I tell you what, I didn't like that Paul Horning. And that's all I ever had to do is say, look, here's Mr. Scruffy's dick, and then here's yours, huh? And he, off the golden boy would go. My goodness. Now, see, that's a gentleman I would never want to talk to.
All right. Well, we always enjoy your words of wisdom. Thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. I hope I could help, and I will be down at the Motel 6 in room 3B, Tom, and you know the standing invitation is always available.
Yes, yes.
Bring the lubrication. See, to me, that's sexual harassment, not showing up with proper lubrication. Bye.
Bye, Edna. Oh, my gosh, John.
Jesus Christ. I don't want to sit in this chair anymore, Tom. There's diseases on here from the 30s. I'm going to go to the doctor. They're going to go, holy shit, we haven't seen that since 1952.
Right, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hi, Bang Radio Hour.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How y'all doing down there? This is here's a Hall of Fame feller, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre!
Former Green Bay Packer, former New York Jet, former New York Jet, and then former Minnesota Viking, and then former Minnesota Viking again.
Brett Favre, how are you?
I'm just fine, thanks, thanks. I'm enjoying retirement. You seen my beard? I almost look like goddamn Santa Claus.
I know, and I see you're selling your Johnsonville grill.
Yeah, me and my Johnson. Yeah, that's right.
It's just like the boat, isn't it?
It's terrific. I take that thing out and I go out with the bass and I say, hey, it's me, the bass, and my Johnson.
So how are you? What's going on? What can we do for you?
Well, I heard y'all boys was talking about this here sexual harassment stuff. I heard it's going on at the NFL Network and all other kind of stuff going on. And I figured I'd call up and give y'all some goddamn pointers because, remember, I was involved in some possible allegations. And man, I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, the picture that you sent of your penis to Jets Game Day hostess Jen Sturger.
No. Allegedly sent to the Game Day hostess.
Okay, your alleged incident. But so let's, you know, we asked somebody earlier what they would tell women. What advice would you give to players today to avoid getting themselves in trouble like that?
Well, for God's sakes, don't ever goddamn put your face in any goddamn pictures and always make sure you send it from like a public library where there ain't, you know, ISPs are all mixed up and everything like that. And you always have a dummy email account that it can come from. Jesus Christ, don't be fucking stupid. That's all I got to say. And if you get caught, you give them an excuse like I was just taking a picture of my new shoes and then Mr. Willie got in the way. And then if they still pursue, make them take you to goddamn court, Tom. You know why?
Why?
Because then you can goddamn show it to everybody. Make them identify it.
Right.
That'll back them right on down.
Well, hey, let me ask you another question real quick while we got you on the phone. You know, Carson Wentz just went down. Who else? Carson Palmer's out for the year. Aaron Rodgers has been out. He's coming back. But quarterbacks all the time going down. Any chance of you coming back?
I don't know if I'm coming back, Tom, but I will offer them some goddamn advice. Because remember, I never did get hurt.
Right.
Right. I have, I still got the record for a number of games played, right?
Yep. Because Ben McAdoo benched Eli Manning.
Right, well, yeah, Eli Manning. No, come on now, come on. Let's be serious here. I mean, I thought y'all called up to talk about football. I called you, right?
Yeah, right.
Goddamn, I love retirement. Shit, I think I got CTE.
All right, Brett, take care.
Bye.
Good Lord. Brett Favre. What? Now look at this. Matt Millen's here. What are Matt, sit down. Sit down in front of that microphone over there.
Hey, 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 everybody. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's happening, Matt? What are you doing here?
Well, I figured y'all was talking about that sexually, whatever, you know. You know, the stuff where you talk all dirty and whatnot. And I figured I'd give you the perspective of a former NFL executive and give you the expert opinion.
Well, yes, you are. You were in the Lions front office.
Some credibility to your goddamn show here.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, what? Yeah, tell us about, did you guys have policies on combating sexual harassment with the Lions? And how did you address it, if it happened?
Well, for one, no fags. No fags. That's it. No fags in the locker room. You ain't got none on the team. You ain't got nothing going on with that. Because, look, let's face it. Guys on a football team, they like to horse around, right? They like popping towels in each other's butts. They like pinching each other. They like running around on the floor down there in the showers. So you don't want no, you know, you don't want them other guys in there making things hard and making for possible lawsuits. Follow me.
I got
you. But then, yeah, so, you know, that should handle a lot of rumors. That's why we got rid of Johnny Morton.
Is that right?
That's right. Oops.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
And that's over.
Oh, my God.
All right. I am...
Hey, my cab's here. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
All right, Belichick. You know, they lost to Miami. Couldn't believe that. That was bizarre. And friggin' Cutler going crazy on him.
Well, Cutler, you know, as much as anybody makes fun of the guy, he can pass.
Yeah, he can throw the ball.
He can throw the ball. A lot of times he throws to the wrong team.
Yeah, you just hope he throws it to your team.
The right guys, right. He's okay.
Well, after the game, you know, we got the big game coming up between the Steelers and the Patriots this weekend, but they asked Belichick after the loss if he was afraid that his team was looking ahead to the Steelers.
Do you think any of the guys might have been looking ahead to next week, looking past Miami?
No. Give me a break. What, are you fucking serious? Jesus Christ. Who the hell let this guy in here? Go get that woman that's out there making sandwiches that asked that stupid question last week. Give him. Okay, you go make sandwiches. Bring her back in here.
His face, man, when somebody asked him one of those dumb questions. Right. And whenever I'll tell you this right now, whenever Bill Belichick is asked a question at a press conference, if there's a pause, he wants to punch the reporter in the mouth.
I know. He does. He's like Herm Edwards, but a little bit more mellow. Herm really looks like he wants to kill you.
Okay, I'm telling you. Now, knowing that now, listen to the clip again, and you can just tell what his face, without even being able to see it, you can hear the anger in him during the pause. Listen again.
Do you think any of the guys might have been looking at the next week, looking past Miami?
No.
That's great. So what do you think about that? Steelers-Patriots, man. That'll be a good one.
The Steelers have won, what, in the last, 7 weeks? They've won 6 times in the last minute, in the last freaking 3 games in a row.
Man, that's all. They just keep doing that.
That's right. I mean, you know, people say, oh, you know, they haven't beaten anybody. Look at these quarterbacks that they keep beating. And you know what? All I keep hearing is beating, 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 beating. You can look at it two ways. They're going to win. They either beat somebody lousy or they won. They won.
The Ravens had what? The number 2 pass defense or something like that in the league?
Yes.
And fucking Roethlisberger threw for 500 yards?
He fucking ate them alive. He ate them alive. 500 fucking yards and still had to kick a field goal with under a minute to go to win.
We may see 1,000 passing yards in this Steelers-Patriots game.
No shit. Because, you know, the worst thing that could happen to the Steelers is the fucking Dolphins beating the goddamn Patriots and making Bill Belichick answer stupid fucking questions.
Exactly. All right, we got any email?
We do have some email. We've got Eric Stoll. Eric Stoll, who's a Redskins fan that I happen to know on Facebook. He's a member of our Facebook page. Says, I just saw Bruce Allen signing offensive lineman outside of Home Depot. Bruce Allen, the GM of the Redskins, ladies and gentlemen, outside of the Home Depot.
Yes, I can block. I can think I can block.
Get in the back of the truck. Anybody over 280 pounds. All right, let's see. We've got from Facebook, Jackie Deanne Sullivan. She's a Chiefs fan. And she said this, and I figured I'd make it go right along with what we've been talking about, because she wrote it the exact same way, which is, yes, Edna.
So, here you go, honey. If you're that happy with me, I will give you something that you can go ahead and flick your little bean with. Oh, baby.
Stop! Jesus. God. You're out of control, man.
Hey, she hasn't been on the show in a while.
I know. She's great. She is great.
Sam Bennett wants to know how many teams are searching for an offensive line, and I think that's almost all of them. We've got something like 60% of the league under 500 right now.
Yeah.
There is no playoff spots in question right now, except for maybe the outside fringes of the wild card, where the Cowboys lie.
Right.
Right, but I'll tell you what, did you watch any of that Bills and Colts game last week?
Dude, that was so much fun. Are you kidding? I love
that. That was so awesome.
I want to, and I want to thank Roger Goodell. I'm going to thank Roger Goodell, John, for not moving that game to like Monday night or some weird stuff and letting them play that game and have fun. When they would get tackled and stuff, it was like they were falling on clouds. I mean, I don't think anybody got hurt in that game. That's amazing. And my God, when they.
Well, no, the quarterback got
yes, that's true.
The quarterback of the Bills.
Yes.
He got crushed.
Yeah, he did.
Peterman got his face broke, but it was his own fault. It was a penalty, I think. Somebody speared him in the face while he was sliding.
That didn't have anything to
He got smashed. Right. It didn't have anything to do with the snow. Nobody busted up their knees or anything.
That's what I mean. It wasn't because of the weather. So, and I mean, I watched one. He didn't catch the touchdown, but he was going for it in the corner of the end zone. And it was overthrown, and he dove for it, man. And the snow, it just flew everywhere.
Oh, yeah. There's pictures. If you haven't done it yet, just go on Google and type in Colts Bills snow and look at the photos. There's pictures of them trying to go after the ball where you can't even tell this guy is wearing a bright red jersey. I mean, bright red, like, you can spot me in the snow if I need to be rescued jersey, and you can't see it.
Oh, they're great.
I think the NFL... Ought to flip a goddamn court or do some kind of random thing every week and send like snowmakers that they put on ski resorts out to a random stadium every goddamn week. Make them play in a 10-inch snowstorm. I think that's what they said. From kickoff to the final whistle, more than 10 and a half inches or something like that fell.
Yep.
That's crazy. It's crazy. That was beautiful. I loved it. So let's see. Mr. Tilliard is back again. Mr. Tilliard wants to know if Jeff Garcia has any advice for Eagles playing with a backup? Well, I guess that's another question for a character. Just be patient. If he likes the finger up the poop chute, do it at the right moment. Otherwise, if you do it too early, it's just annoying.
Stop.
So, there you go.
All right, another question for a character. Jesse wants to ask Herm Edwards, what is your favorite way to cook a potato?
I like every kind of way to cook a potato. There's more than one way to cook a potato. More than one way to cook a potato. You can cook a potato any way you damn well want. You can put it on a grill. You can put it in an oven. You can chop it up and put it in a pot and put it in water and boil it. You can fry it. You could do a potato any way you want. That's why I prefer to cook the potato, because the potato is the most versatile of foods. And I'm looking for versatility, Tom. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for versatility. And by the way, the entire time that I've answered Jesse's question, I have looked so fucking pissed off that she is going to want to crawl, or he is going to want to crawl into whatever they just came out of. I am mad at you for asking Herm a question. Herm is constantly pissed off.
Herm is talking in third person.
That's right. Hey, could you imagine back when Herm was like 10 and he went and sat on Santa Claus's lap? Santa would be like, oh, all right, kid, whatever. I'll get you a football, sure. I said a football. And not one of them stupid little goddamn plastic things.
I am here to get a toy, and you are going to bring it to
me. That's right. What's the point of coming here if we ain't after a toy? We see Santa for the toy. Holy crap.
Wait, was Herm ever on his lap in that cartoon, the Toy Story parody?
What? What now?
Remember the Toy Story parody where we sent Mike Martz down the chute?
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
You don't remember the cartoon you made with the people sitting on Santa's lap?
Oh, yeah. Was Herman that one? I don't know.
That's what I was trying to remember.
I can't remember. That was a long time
ago. That just Herman Santa alone is a great cartoon idea.
Herman Santa.
Him on Santa's lap would be fantastic. Are you kidding?
Look, last year y'all brought me a Life Bright. I didn't like it.
It was too bright.
It was too bright, and I don't need no light. I asked for a potato and an easy bake oven.
All right.
I had to use my sister's easy bake oven and a lousy brownie recipe.
All right. We got to wrap this up. All right. Let's look at last week's bets. Bang said Ravens +4.5 against the Steelers. Chargers -6 against the Redskins. I also had Chargers -6 against the Redskins. Took my Cowboys -3.5 at the Giants. And what does that make us? 2-0 and 2-0, of course.
Well, I did lose that one game against with the Saints. So I was 2-1 on the week last week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the Thursday night game.
Right. So I've lost 5. As a matter of fact, speaking of betting, we had a very brush with fame this week, Tom. We had Brent Musburger follow us on Twitter for 2 whole days, and then I said something about net neutrality, and he unfollowed us because then I looked on his page, and he uses snowflake like every third word.
You know what? Brett wouldn't get this show anyway. Who cares?
I don't know. I mean it. I'm not following you, and I mean it.
I just thought I'd mention that I haven't missed a game since week 6.
That's very good. I have noticed that. You have been very hot, Tom. You've just been amazingly hot.
Well, I'm going to try again this week. I'm going to take the Falcons -6 at the Bucks. I know that's just not the right thing to do, but the Bucks defense is so bad.
Yeah.
And the last time they played, that was the game that Julio went crazy in.
Well, you know, the Falcons are hot right now.
Yeah, I know. I got to take them. I think they can win by a touchdown against the Buccaneers. And I'm going to stay with my Cowboys -3 at the Raiders. The Lions playing great. They're healthy. Sean Lee's there. Dez Bryant's catching touchdowns. Let's go.
I agree with the Cowboys. I'm taking the Cowboys -3 points, and I think you're right. They're going to trounce them. And I am going to go with the big line of the week, and I'm going to take the Jets getting 15.5 points because the fucking Saints have fucked me the last 2 weeks and have had a problem scoring points, and the Jets are scrappy. So +15.5, give me that.
Yeah, I thought about it. I could have gotten it when I was looking. It was 16.
16? Yeah, I just saw it at 15.5.
Yeah, so people must be taking that if it dropped 15.5. So there you have it, folks. More ways to win money. Just bet those 3 games, and you'll win at least 2 of them. That's a fact.
That's right. Whether it's his or mine, I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, we each got one. We each got the Cowboys one. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, anybody that wants to, you can follow us over on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour, where Brent Musburger looked at us for a minute and found out that we were snowflakes and left. But we were followed by Siri this week.
Siri.
Siri followed us this week. We were followed by goddamn, what's her name? She was the voice actress that was the original Siri.
Susan Bennett.
Susan Bennett. That's right. Susan Bennett followed us yesterday because I guess I made a comment about net neutrality that she liked, and she's probably now heard this show because she's curious about who we are and has gone, oh my God, and now she no longer follows us.
Would you like me to try to play a radio station with similar songs?
Yeah. You ain't going to find anything similar to this.
Hey, did you ever see the episode of Big Bang Theory where Raj fell in love with Siri and you know, he's like, Siri, let's go out for coffee. And she's like, I know 4 places close to us. You know, and he fell in love with her.
Of course. And then he put it on vibrate and put it in his pocket. And, well, the censor said, no, you can't do
that. Oh, my God. Guess what I did on the radio once.
Please tell me what you did on the radio.
Okay,
once,
so
Tom.
We were talking about Siri and how things trigger Siri, and there's like you can go to YouTube, you can find videos on things you should not say to Siri and all this. And you know, there's right. People listening, they've got their phones and they're on and they're activated and ready. And so I go, Siri, search child porn.
No way, did
yes.
you? Oh, you dick.
Yeah. We got quite a few texts.
I love it.
We got quite a few texts like, how could you do that, man? My phone's searching child porn.
Ah, that's terrific.
Oh, we've got some wacky stuff here in the morning. Search child porn.
That's fucking funny.
Get the FBI. Come into your office. Get fired by lunch.
That was a good one.
All right. Well, we also picked up one more follower this week, but it's not the first follower from this organization. It's Steiner Sports. Man, like four people from Steiner Sports follow us, including their CEO. So, hey, dudes, let's talk about a sponsorship. Obviously, you like the show. You guys have a lot of good memorabilia. We'd be glad to plug it for you.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk Brandon Steiner. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. So follow us at Bang Radio Hour. You can come over on Facebook, find our Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. Go to bangradiohour.com if you have not done it yet and sign up through the email list. I don't care if you already get it through iTunes. Just fucking do it. Just because. And also, you can go over there and you can send us a message, which we love to get. We love to hear from you. We love to hear your emails. Thank you.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Snatch Yellow Pager.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquitoes.